We have a small delay because I was not making it easy on myself, and the exact point where I thought it would not break, which means modern technology, is not working. Because the old one always works. So if it is, if you're seeing the external camera, you don't either have a...
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not my setup.
Yeah, seems so.
Okay. I'll start anyway. Without the... You won't see that slide, I will. Okay. Just use your imagination. So I work in IT, but on my own time, I also do IT, like all of you, I guess. And what I do is I'm very, very and deeply interested in understanding the history of computing for a main reason. I'm younger than the average retro computing guy, and I'm born with a world with computers. I didn't leave the evolution myself. That's no problem. What I will do is, you will see the slides if you have good glasses. Okay? Because all tech always would. So, and I don't now, so I'm going to be on the side just to make sure I'm always right. Okay, so you can follow what I do with old computers on social networks. Some of you already know me because I'm always tinkering, I'm trying to repair them, and I'm creating exhibitions to make my collection live. Since I'm doing that, I was always dreaming, like, someday, I'd create my own architecture, my own 8-bit computer. And I've always been playing, since I'm restoring them, I have no electronic degree, so I've been learning on the fly, like, doing it. So what I've been doing is, at some point, I've been playing with logic gates, with CPUs. One of my preferred computer is the Apple II. I've been reconstructing an Apple I, but I've not designed it. I've ordered the PCB, the chips, and I just followed the plan. So at some point I wanted my own. I was